This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, October 31st. Okay, well, earnings are still coming out. They're still working, folks. I haven't hit 100% this earnings season, but the ones that beat are gapping up. And the latest today is something called Via Coco. It's basically a coconut water company. And but I have noticed that there's an abrupt deceleration out there going on. We saw it with consumer confidence today. It's the third straight monthly decline. And unfortunately, the present situation's component in that index also declined. And in the past, present situation was going up, expectations were going down. Now, kind of everything's going down. So for lack of a better word, consumers are getting into a piss-poor mood. And there is an abrupt deceleration in the economy underway. No doubt about it, okay? And you see it in anything that's financed. So that's whether it's home improvement or auto loans. It's just no one is spending money right now. And it's a global thing. Ireland and Germany basically went into contraction last quarter. The inflation in the Eurozone decelerated at 2.9% annual pace. China's PMI just decelerated to under 50. That was a bit of a surprise because they're passing economic incentives in China to try to stimulate things. So we'll see. It's going to get very, very interesting here. But the bottom line is, you know, the ones that guide higher, beat, are still the oasis out there. The other thing is we have a lot of news tomorrow, okay? So the first news is the Treasury refinancing. Economists are expecting $1.14 trillion, okay? If it's much higher than that, it's going to put the market in a bad mood. If it's lower than that, might even have a relief rally. Now, just so you know, back in August, the refinancing was $1.02 trillion, okay? So the deficits are getting bigger, so we've got to refinance more. The other thing, of course, tomorrow is we have the FOMC statement at 2 o'clock Eastern time. So that is going to impact the bond market immensely, okay? And that's the real key. So tomorrow's a pivotal day. We're also going to get ADP to see how private payroll's doing and to see if job creation in America is slowing down. We're in a interesting conundrum right now where bad news is going to be good news, okay? So we do want to see job creation grind to a halt. The reason is the Fed is obsessed with employment. And they know that they can't tighten if jobs are disappearing. But the Fed is going to not raise rates tomorrow. Hopefully they're going to have a dovish FOMC statement. I expect them to be cutting rates in the new year. You can already see inflation's cooling off around the world. Economic activity's cooling off. Obviously, we cooled off this quarter with all those UAW strikes. Although all the auto manufacturers have agreed to kind of deal with the UAW, they're finalizing all the details. One thing that is very clear is all the big three don't want to be involved in EVs much longer. Obviously, they make them, but, you know, they think there's no demand for them anymore. And that might have been a negotiating tactic because the UAW is trying to unionize all these new EV plants. So by basically discouraging the EV plants, that helped the negotiations. The other thing that's interesting is that Panasonic makes batteries for Tesla, and although Panasonic beat, their battery division didn't, okay, and they actually posted a loss. So there's a lot of stress out there in anything EV related right now, okay? And I assume that will firm up. I mean, lithium batteries aren't going away. I mean, they're in all our appliances and gadgets and things like that, and obviously they're use them in cars, so we'll see what happens. You know, there's just this abrupt deceleration right now, and there's going to be a little reset period. But I think as soon as you see interest rates crack, oh my goodness, money should just pour in the market for a variety of reasons. If you're a bond investor, you're losing money as rates go higher. As soon as rates go back down, you get a capital gain plus your interest. So that'll track money pouring in to shove those yields lower. We're going to get good inflation news. We know that we're begin be cutting off some big increases in the last 12 months. And the number's just going to get better because you're cutting off some bigger gains. So just like the Eurozone had good inflation news, we're about to have good inflation news. So there's a lot to look forward to. And November's a happy month for the market. There's a lot of year-end pension contributions. There's year-end gifting to the kids. There's a lot of interesting activity. People are in a good mood during the holidays, you know, family, friends, football, all that stuff around Thanksgiving. So I forgot the food. Yeah, there's also food in Thanksgiving. And so it's just time to cheer up, be happy. And hopefully we'll get that tomorrow with a positive FOMC statement, a tolerable Treasury refinancing. And, of course, there's good inflation news in the pipeline. And hopefully the Fed might even hint to that tomorrow. But we'll see what happens here. I'm rooting for a poor ADP report because, you know, as job creation slows, then what's going to happen is the Fed is really going to have to start cutting rates. We also, on Friday, have a payroll report. But, you know, the government has so many seasonal adjustments, I get frustrated with them. So I'm really, really counting on a weak ADP report tomorrow. So we'll see, and I'll update the podcast late tomorrow after the FOMC statement. Okay? So talk to you tomorrow, folks. Take care. It's Louis Navalier.